Alaska's legislature has adjourned, but that doesn't mean lawmakers' work is done for the year. They're considering bringing a small group of legislators together to work on agreements on major unsolved issues. As Andrew Kitchenman of APRN and KTOO reports, it could set the foundation for another special session or the next regular session.
Eagle River Republican Senator Anna McKinnon says she'd like to see members of all legislative caucuses work on solutions on a limited number of issues. McKinnon says Governor Bill Walker presented so many ideas as part of his fiscal plan that legislative progress stalled.
He keeps putting too many shiny objects in the water, that's my term, on all of the different pieces of legislation. And so it creates these factions that are in opposition to one of the pieces, you know, whether it's revenue, whether it's reform, whatever it is, there's just too many things to look at, and everyone's trying to leverage everything.
For example, the working group could consider the overall level of state spending and changes to permanent fund earnings. McKinnon says the group could hold public meetings to gauge Alaskans' priorities. She also would like to reach an agreement that would allow oil and gas companies to receive tax credits this year that Walker has delayed. But McKinnon expressed concern about the number of tax proposals Walker's made. They include introducing either a personal income tax or a statewide sales tax, as well as increases to the motor fuel, alcohol, mining, commercial fisheries, and tobacco taxes.
You have to respect all views, and so I certainly want someone who's in opposition to what we want to do or what the governor presented as ideas to go forward. And so I think there needs to be a balance of both those that might want something to happen and those that are opposed to something happening.
Walker's administration supports the idea of a working group. Revenue Commissioner Randall Hoffbeck says members of the governor's team would like to be involved as much as possible.
We think it's a great idea. I think the more the legislature is involved in the process from the beginning, I think the more willing they're going to be to move the bills in the end. And so I think this is a real positive step.
Hoffbeck says adding new revenue should be a part of the discussion to prevent deep cuts in government services.
One person's shiny object is another person's treasure. And, you know, there are some people that may or may not engage in the conversation if those other items aren't there. And so it's going to be a balance. And I think it's something that as they work through the issue, I think they'll find, you know, the balance that they're comfortable with.
The concept also got a warm reception from the leaders of the minority caucuses in both chambers. House Minority Leader Chris Tuck, an Anchorage Democrat, says the idea is similar to two minority caucus proposals earlier this year, a caucus of the whole and a Ways and Means Committee. He says he's glad that McKinnon is coming on board. Fellow Anchorage Democrat and Senate Minority Leader Berta Gardner also says she's interested.
I have proposed similar things, and I'm very happy to participate anytime, anyplace. I look forward to it. I think we need to do this.
House Speaker Mike Chenault, a Nikiski Republican, says that it would be important for a working group to consider how each geographic area of the state is affected by any changes.
I think that that's something that the House would want to join in and try to figure out a way. Is there a way on any of these issues we can move forward to try to build some consensus on how you would put that particular plan in place and what it affects.
McKinnon says she'll probably approach the leaders of each caucus with a more detailed proposal within a couple weeks. And she says she doesn't expect the group to start meeting until after the August 16th primary. Its proposals would be considered in either a special session after the November election or in the regular session in January. In Juneau, I'm Andrew Kitchenman.